situation is getting critical. For instance, without sufficient funding, NIH clinical trials, and the possibilities of a vaccine, which is well within reach, could be delayed. So this is not the time for politics.
Well, I was the president yesterday. He's talking about Zika funding. You know, we do have Zika in Miami area, and these are local mosquitoes that have bitten people and have transmitted the Zika virus. And a lot of people saying, well, we're playing politics with Zika funding. What is the status of that? Paul Winfrey is joining us now. He's a federal budget expert, director of the Institute for Economic Policy Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Okay, so Congress got out of town, and they didn't really come to terms on how they're going to fund Zika, the war against Zika, which is it needs to be developed, apparently. Where are we on this, and how urgent is this need?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on this morning. You know, I'm not a medical expert, but from all of the medical experts that I've talked to on the Zika virus, and including my good friend Scott Gottlieb at the American Enterprise Institute, it is a serious concern. Both houses of Congress, the House and the Senate, have both considered Zika funding bills. The House did pass a Zika funding bill that would put about $1.1 billion into the disease, most of which would go to NIH before they left town. Senate Democrats proceeded to filibuster that bill because of some funding restrictions that the additional funds would have towards Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood affiliates. But that is essentially where the proactive funding location is. At the same time, my colleague Justin Bogie and I have looked into funds already available with the administration, funds that have already been appropriated that can be used for Zika, and we've found about $2.77 billion in additional funds that have been unobligated, that have been authorized already for Zika in other appropriations bills.
$2.75 billion, and it's just sitting there?
Yeah, it's just sitting there. It's completely unobligated.
And how easy would it be for the people to say at NIH to say, oh, let's just use that money?
It would be incredibly easy. They already have the appropriation and the authority to spend those funds. They would just need to reprogram those funds to the accounts that they need, which they can do unilaterally.
And, of course, the NIH operates on the executive branch of government. So when the president says, get on the phone and tell Congress to do their job, you're telling us that, well, really, it's the administration that needs to do their job. Just direct the NIH to reappropriate those funds, and the job is done.
That's exactly right.
All right.
If this is a serious concern, then they have the funds and should liquidate them immediately.
Let me go back, though, and drill down on this funding that the Senate Democrats have blocked. Because if I'm understanding the way you just proposed it, there was new funding set up. The House has passed it. The Republicans in the Senate were ready to pass it. And there was a provision that prevented this new funding from being used by Planned Parenthood for certain things. Why Planned Parenthood is in the mix on the Zika crisis, I don't know anyway. But it was new funding, and it was just a prevention of Planned Parenthood from accessing that new funding under this Zika bill, and the Senate's blocked it because of that. Is that what you're saying? Because I've heard the Senate Democrats say that under the Zika bill, under the guise of the Zika funding bill, the Republicans were trying to cut funding for Planned Parenthood.
No, that's not it at all. They were trying to prohibit funding, in new funding in the bill from being used at Planned Parenthood. And the money would have come through the CDC for maternal and child health centers. Some Planned Parenthood affiliates could potentially qualify for that money. And so the House majority put a prohibitive provision that said that the Planned Parenthood and its affiliates wouldn't be able to have access.
So it is not cutting funding to Planned Parenthood. It's just keeping them from getting this new funding. And one other question. When you said this Ebola money that's sitting there for NIH, they could be using it for Zika instead with the redirect. Well, the accusation there from the Democrats is, well, they're cutting funding for Ebola. Is that not a fair argument?
So 2 years ago, Congress appropriated money to combat vector-borne diseases, including Ebola, and that's what we're referring to. So the $2.77 billion is was intended to combat vector-borne diseases, of which both Ebola and Zika would qualify. The purpose of emergency appropriations bills is to provide money outside the normal appropriations process. And what I've essentially been arguing, and what members of Congress have been arguing as well, is if the Ebola is still a threat, then what we need to do is immediately reprogram the Ebola money for the Zika virus, given that Zika seems to be more of a threat right now than Ebola, and then backfill those Ebola accounts in the normal appropriations process. The reason that the president and that the Senate Democrats in particular have been hesitant to engage in this strategy is that that would mean that they would have to pay for the backfilling of the Ebola accounts. They don't want to pay. They don't want to pay for that additional spending. And so what they're essentially doing is leveraging the current Zika outbreak in order to get Congress to appropriate money above the spending caps for their use.
But let's be very clear here. I mean, let's just make absolute sure that everybody understands this. When the president stands there and say politics are blocking our need to fight and the funds we need to fight Zika, he could literally pick up the phone and say, hey, just redirect that money and let's get on this Zika thing. He could do that in 20 seconds.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, the president would, the president doesn't even need to act here. His secretaries could act. And so what I assume is going on here is that they're essentially colluding again to try to leverage a crisis to get Congress to appropriate more money for them.
Boy, where have we heard that before, Paul Winfrey?
How about that? Yeah.
It's fair to say that people are at greater risk right now from contracting Zika because the White House and the Democrats are choosing to play politics instead of actually do their job.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly right. If the Zika virus is a serious public health concern, which I believe that it is, then the funds are currently available. And if I was down in Florida or Texas or Louisiana or some other state where the Zika outbreak is actually spreading, and the states are already running out of resources to their own resources in combating that. I would be particularly upset about the politics that is essentially being played.
Amen. That's amazing.
And thank you for that, Paul.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that. They're asking for $1.9 billion. They got $2.7 sitting there.
Just sitting there. And where is the Zika outbreak right now? It's in Miami, isn't it?
Right.
Which is in Florida.
Right.
Which is an important state.
Yeah.
You know, a gifted politician and a talented politician would actually take this issue and actually make some bones out of it and actually possibly win over some voters with this argument. A gifted politician.
If only we had one.